and welcome to the Halloween Haunt. We're cooking up more horrendous history, traditions, and stories about the weird and mysterious. Speaking of which, here he is skulking, and now the Halloween Haunter.
Ask just about any illusionist who was the best illusionist of the 20th century. You're likely to hear one name, Harry Houdini. Ask any escape artist who the greatest escape artist was, and their primary influence. You're likely to hear Harry Houdini's name again. He was one of the biggest stars of the last century, and he will forever be associated with Halloween, although he didn't even believe in ghosts. I know. Crazy, right? Houdini's birth name was Eric Weiss. He was born in Budapest, Hungary in 1874. He was 3 when his family arrived in the United States. They lived in Appleton, Wisconsin, where his father was a rabbi. When he was 12 or 13, they moved to New York City. Eric started showbiz early. He was a trapeze artist when he was 9. Eric, Prince of the Air. He was also a great cross-country runner as a young man, which was important, because being in good shape was crucial to his career. Eric started calling himself Harry Houdini when he became a professional magician around age 17, after Robert Houdin. He wasn't very successful at first. He played cheap museums, sideshows, was a wild man at the circus. He started with card tricks, which were very popular at the time, and soon moved into escape acts. When he was 19, while performing with his brother Dash as the Houdini Brothers, he met a young lady performer named Bess, who would become his wife for the rest of his life. She became his assistant on stage, as well as off. When Harry was 25, he got his big break on the eve of the 20th century. He met an agent who was impressed with Harry's prowess with handcuffs, and who advised him to focus on escape acts. He started playing vaudeville and was in the top houses in the country very soon. He became bigger and bigger. Basically, what he did was arrange a spectacular lunchtime escape on the street, usually above the street, or in the bay or river, often in freezing cold temperatures. This would attract thousands of onlookers, and many of them would then take their wives to see him in the theater. And of course, he got plenty of newspaper coverage, complete with photos. Harry was a master of escape. He escaped handcuffs, chains, ropes, straitjackets, then water-filled milk cans, crates, mailbags, even the belly of a whale that had washed up on shore once. He invited the public to build devices to hold him. Houdini continued to do magic as well, once making a full-grown elephant and his trainer disappear. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, many believed in ghosts and spirits, and that mediums could contact the dead, many more than today. Houdini did not kill Joy. In 1922, while vacationing with Sir Arthur Conan Doyle in Atlantic City, that's right, the creator of Sherlock Holmes, Houdini attended a séance with Sir Arthur's wife, who said she was channeling Houdini's mother. It clearly was not his mother, especially after she proved it by drawing a cross for the Jewish Harry. And it was the beginning of the end of his friendship with Sir Arthur. He started debunking psychics and mediums, going so far as disguising himself to attend séances with a reporter and a police officer. He would write about it, and he toured the country as a magician slash escape artist slash spiritualist debunker. And he testified against spiritualists in front of Congress. Harry Houdini died on Halloween, 1926. The legend goes that Houdini had an ongoing challenge that he could take any punch to the stomach. A college student came in one evening while Harry was resting and asked if it were true. Harry said yes. Before Harry could prepare by tightening his stomach muscles, the student hit him 3 times, and then some more for good measure, while Harry was clearly in pain, and Harry died. Well, that's not quite what happened. Harry had been suffering appendicitis for some days without seeking medical attention, perhaps because he was on the road. He continued after the incident with the student. His last performance, where he had a fever and passed out, was October 24th. Afterwards, he was hospitalized, and he died the afternoon of October 31st from a ruptured appendix, which may or may not have been accelerated by the blow. Sometime before dying, Harry arranged with Bess that she would hold a séance every year on his anniversary of dying, which ended up being Halloween, of course. This was just in case. They had a secret code he promised to communicate to her to prove it was him. She did this every year for 10 years. He never came. Seances are still held annually by magicians and other aficionados, and as far as I know, he still hasn't shown up. But what a wonderful thing to do on Halloween. There is much more to be told, but my candle is dying. Perhaps I'll hear the ghost of Harry Houdini saying, "Oops, got lost, I was wrong." Perhaps not. I encourage you to explore Harry Houdini's fascinating life. Some resources to start with are available at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.